Would you take your Bible, please, and open them to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, if you want, grab one of those pew Bibles there in front of you. You can find the text on page 1590, Luke chapter 2. When you have found your place in your copy of Scripture, would you please stand as we read our text? Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 4. So Joseph also went down from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem and the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, would you read this verse out loud with me? "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests." Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise and all the glory today because you have sent Jesus, your Son, to be our Savior. We're so grateful and thankful for your love and your mercy. Teach us now through your word. Give us faith to believe it and to receive it. May you change our lives. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated. Well, it's no longer months or weeks, not even days. We're talking about hours. It's almost Christmas time. How many of you are excited that it's almost Christmas? Yeah? All right. It's a lot of fun. I have a question. Maybe some of you kids, or maybe some of you adults, who knows? Maybe you can help me out. What do you want for Christmas? Who can tell me? What do you want for Christmas? Way back there in the back. What do you want, Matthew? A laptop. Oh, man. All right. Marty. A crescent wrench. Okay. Yeah, what a deal. All right. Connor. A what? A Cosmo? All right. I don't know what that is. I hope Santa does. What do you want, Garrett? Pokemon cards. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Max. Nintendo a Nintendo Switch. We got one in my house that wants that, too. Yeah. What? Room decor. Room decor. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We had one request for an Apple Watch, and we had to tell them Santa doesn't do Apple Watches. Yeah. Well, those are fun things to want. Those are really good things to want. But you know the rules, right? You know what the rule is, don't you? I'm going to let you know. I'm going to let you know. You better watch out. Yeah, help me out. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Everybody, he sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Great job. Thanks, guys. I appreciate that. Fantastic. Yeah. I've got some bad news for you this morning. I'm going to have to bust some bubbles. Santa Claus doesn't actually bring presents. You know what Santa Claus does? He pays a wage. He does. He says, here's the job. You be good, and I'll give you an item. He's paying you a wage. The Bible talks about that. Romans chapter 4, up here on the screen. Romans chapter, yeah, my sound guy's not helping me out back there. Romans 4, now to the one who works, wages are not credited as a what?
Gift,
but as an obligation. Santa does not give gifts. He fulfills an obligation. You've done your part. He gives you your wage. What does Santa require? Be good. Be good. Now, we understand this, and this was so perfectly illustrated to me on Facebook this week, and I get all my good parenting advice from Facebook, by the way. Someone suggested that you get some empty boxes, you wrap them up, put them under the tree, and when Junior gets out of line, you take that box and just toss it in the fire, let it burn up, and watch his face. Yeah, you better be good, right? It's a wage. And the job description is, be good. So here's the question. Is anybody good? Is anybody good? Can anybody really be good? Does anybody meet the standard? And how do we know what the standard is? Well, ultimately we have to look to God. He sets the standard for us. Romans chapter 3 has this to say. There is none righteous, not even one. There is no one who does good, not even one. You say, well, no, wait a minute. I'm pretty good. So, have you kept the Ten Commandments? You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol. Anything more important to you than God? Have you ever taken God's name and misused it? Do you honor your father and mother? You say, well, you know, hey, that's the Old Testament. Let's get to the New Testament. Okay, Jesus says the great commandments are to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. Have you loved God with all that you are, all that you have? Or is your heart like a duplex? You know what a duplex is, right? It's a big house cut in two. And I think sometimes we do that. Our hearts, we split them in two, and we say, God, you can have this half. I'll live in this half. You can have this half of my life. You can have this half of my heart, but I'm going to have this over here. I'm going to have my work. I'm going to have my family. I'm going to have my hobbies. I'm going to have my money. You get your part, I get my part. Have you split your life in half? Are you living in a duplex with God? Then you've not loved God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And then Jesus goes on to say, love your neighbor as yourself. Oh, man, that's really tough. A couple of days before Christmas at Walmart. I went Friday. It was not fun. Yeah, we're not good. The Bible has a word for that. Romans 3:23 says, all of us, every single one of us, have sinned. Now, Santa works on the basis of merit. If you're good, you get something. And this makes sense to us because this is how we operate in our lives. If you're good, good things should happen to you. You should have good things in your life. You should get good things. But when we bore down into our hearts and we are honest with ourselves, we realize we aren't really good. And even if you say, well, just forget the Ten Commandments, forget the great commandments of Jesus to love. You know what? I'm going to do what I want to do. I'll determine what's good. You can't even meet your own standard, can you? And I know that because so many of us are paralyzed by guilt and shame and regret. Even if we drop the bar to bare bottom, where you and I set our own standards for our own lives, we can't even meet that. Anybody ever do something that you regret? Anything you're ashamed of? Is there something in your life that you would be mortified if the rest of us knew about right now? Anybody? Everybody? Yeah. Friends, we aren't good. And the lie at Christmas is you better be good or you get nothing. I am so glad that God does not operate on the basis of merit. Because our sin deserves something. Romans 6:23 says the wages of our sin is death. What you and I have earned with our lives full of sin is condemnation and separation and judgment from God. That's what we ought to get. The good news of Christmas is God doesn't operate on the basis of merit. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, the gift, not the wage, the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Friends, God does not treat us as our sins deserve. He doesn't give us a wage. Psalm 103 verse 10 says that God does not repay us according to our iniquity. He doesn't operate on the basis of merit. He doesn't pay us a wage. Instead, He gives us a gift. And on that Bethlehem plain so long ago, when the angels showed up, they were saying to the shepherds, "The gift has arrived. You guys didn't deserve it. You don't warrant it. But God is giving it to you. To you, this day in the city of David is born a Savior. He is Christ the Lord." A gift from God. God gives us mercy and grace through Christ. He doesn't give us what our sins deserve. He has given us the greatest gift possible. Through Christ, our sins are forgiven. We are adopted into God's forever family. We are seated with Him and welcomed. We are given eternal life. We are given new life. And we are given a home with Him forever and ever. Not because you've been good, not because you deserve it, not because you worked yourself up really good and kept most of the Ten Commandments most of the time, not because you tried to be a good person, but because God gives you an actual gift, something you didn't deserve or earn. He offers it to you through Christ. Ephesians 2 explains this to us. Ephesians 2 says, "It is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God." Not by works, not by the things that you can do and accomplish and achieve, not by works so that no one can boast. Friends, when we get to heaven, there's not a single person up there who's going to say, "You know what? I got here because I was an apostle." The prophet's not going to be around saying, "Oh, yeah, I wrote the book, Isaiah. Did you read it? I'm here because of that." Every single one of us are going to be like that thief that died next to Jesus on Calvary that terrible day, who said, "I deserve what I'm getting. Lord, would you remember me when you come into your kingdom?" And Jesus says, "Today you'll be with me in paradise." Every single one of us will say, we received the gift of grace. It was given to us by Jesus. Titus chapter 3 says, when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, appeared, He saved us. Not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. Not because of the righteous things that you and I have done. Not because you came to church. Not because you put money in the offering plate. Not because you didn't punch somebody in the face at Walmart. But because of His kindness, His love. So what do you want for Christmas? You got two options. This Christmas, you can take the Santa Claus option and you can have merit. You can try your best to earn and deserve the good gifts from God. And I got bad news for you. You're not going to make it. You're not going to get it. Option number two, this is the Jesus Christ option. You can have mercy and grace. Getting what you never deserve, what you could never earn, but given freely because God loves you. That's what John 3:16 says. For God so loved the world. God loved you, friend. He loved you. Dirty, rotten, scoundrel you. You who have lied. You who have cheated. You who have lusted. You who have stolen. You who have hated. You who have ignored God. You who have turned your back on what is good and right and true. You who have not believed. God loved you. So He gave His one and only Son, so that whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life. This, dear friend, is the gift of God. Like every gift, you have to receive it, though. Have you ever, somebody tried to give you something you didn't want? All the time, right? People try to give you stuff that you don't want all the time, and you just try to push it on, you know. Maybe you visit mom or grandma and they're trying to clean out the house. Here, take these dishes. And you're like, no, thank you. I don't want that. Somebody offers you a dog. No, thank you. I don't need a kitten. I don't need those things. You have to receive the gift that God offers to you. How do you receive the gift of eternal life? How do you receive this most wonderful gift of salvation through Jesus? Well, it's as easy as A, B, C. You admit that you're a sinner. You agree with God on what He said about you and me and all of us. We've sinned against God. We've disobeyed Him. We fall short of the standard that He set for us. We admit that we're a sinner. But we believe, B, we believe that Jesus died on the cross for our sins and He rose from the dead. And then see, we confess our faith in Him as our Savior and Lord, calling on Him to forgive us and receive us. And friends, that's how you receive the gift of salvation. This morning, God offers it to you. He offers you the most wonderful gift of all. You know what? In a couple of years, that Nintendo Switch, it's going to be outdated. Room decor is going to change. You'll get tired of Pokemon cards. Your wrench is going to rust. And all that stuff will fritter away. But not the gift that God gives you. His gift is eternal. It's the best gift. Will you receive it? Would you bow your heads? Oh, my friends, how I wish and hope and pray for you that you would receive God's great and glorious gift. the gift of Jesus, who was born as Savior and Lord. You could pray something like this. Oh God, I know that I'm a sinner, but I believe that You sent Jesus to be my Savior by dying on the cross and rising from the dead. And I confess Him as my Savior and Lord. I confess my faith in Him. Forgive me and receive me. I receive Your gift today. If you've prayed something like that, I would love to know about it. Would you let me know? If you have questions, if you want to talk more about this, I would love to visit with you. Come talk to me. If you're not sure and you're just thinking about it, that's okay. God stands ready to receive you. He's ready to give to you this most precious gift of all. Heavenly Father, thank You for Your love, Your mercy, and Your grace. Thank You for sending Jesus, who is our Savior. I pray this morning that our hope and our peace would be found in Him and not in anything that we have tried to do. And I pray, Father, that if there is someone here who is not a Christian, who has not received the gift of eternal life, that today, this very moment, would be the moment that they receive the gift of Christ. It's in His name that we pray. Amen.